Hi, my name is Rachel Fernandez. I am 17 years old. Today is November 7th, 2021, and I am speaking with Rodolfo Fernandez, also known as Abu, who is my paternal grandfather. We are recording this interview in Miami, Florida. What was your childhood like?
My childhood was very, very good. I grew up with a lot of friends. And we used to have a beach house where we used to attend every summer for 3 months. And I was able to develop new friends at the beach other than in my hometown. So I have to say that my childhood was very, very good, okay?
That's so very nice. How was your schooling experience?
My schooling experience was great. I was able to attend a military school, okay? And where I did my high school, but unfortunately, it had to come to a stop before I was able to finish due to the takeover of the Castro regime. And they went ahead and took possession of all private schools and private businesses. But other than that, it was great. I loved the military school. It taught me a good discipline. And again, it was great, definitely great.
That sounds really very scary, but at least you got through it. What kept you motivated through the setbacks you faced?
What kept me motivated was my family, okay? I came to Miami after spending 3.5 years in New York. So I always look forward to raise my family and make sure that they had a decent economy-wise, okay? So that's basically what kept me motivated, you know? My wife, my two sons, and then as my family grew up with the kids, the grandkids, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
That's a good way to look at it. How was your life in America once you arrived from Cuba?
My life in America was very, very tough, okay? First of all, like I said before, I went from Cuba to New York. I went from a tropical paradise to a freezing town. I was not, used to be the weather being so cold, the buildings being so tall. So it was tough. It was tough. But I kind of adapted very well. I started to learn my language. And like I said, 3.5 years spent in New York, it was a big career for me.
Wow, that's great that now you're in Miami and you're away from the cold. Can you tell me what your working career was like?
My working career was very difficult also because I always had to start from the bottom up and I have to keep working my way up in different positions, okay? But I accomplished quite a bit. I never stayed in the bottom of the pile, so I kept on working up and up and up, and finally I was able to run a sales center for Coca-Cola Bottling Company of Miami, and after that things changed a little bit. I have to move on and start a different career in retail wholesale sales okay, for the food and industry. So I became a salesman, and I was able to retire after 32 years.
It sounds like you were very successful. If you could go back and change anything you've done in your life, would you? If so, what would it be?
The only thing I would, and I won't be able to change that, okay? And don't take me wrong when I say this, but if I was able to change something, it'll be that that I was able to stay in my home country, and I never had to move on to another country with a different language. So that is something that if I can move in time, I could probably say that's what I like to change. And again, not because I'm sorry being here, but that is something that I would like to grow up in my own country, mm-hmm. and in my own, you know, with my friends, etc.
Do you feel that you have achieved any of the dreams you once wished to fulfill?
I believe so. Even though at the beginning you couldn't dream a lot, okay? But as I went ahead and moved on, I kept aspiring to different things and different jobs. So I think I have accomplished a few dreams, okay? And being, you know, being a father, being grandfather, and now being a great grandfather, for me that is a big, big accomplishment to be able to raise a big family.
Great. You have a lot to be proud of. What do you feel is your greatest accomplishment?
My greatest accomplishment was when I took over the sales center for Coca-Cola Bottling Company. Okay, I had 125 employees under me, and for me that was a big accomplishment. Okay, so that I have to say that's about it. Being able to accomplish that big move, and
that's a very proud moment. It's a lot to be responsible for. If you could visit anywhere in the world right now, where would it be?
If I could visit anywhere in the world right now, it would be Cuba without the regime that we have there now. Okay, I wasn't able to see Cuba. We used to have 6 provinces. I was able to visit just 3 of them, okay, and I think I missed a lot in that tropical paradise. So that would be a place that I like to visit, but again, under different circumstances, okay?
There's still a lot to see. And finally, can you tell me about your sons?
I was married in 1964. I have 2 sons. I am proud of both of them, okay? Other than that, I'm also proud of my wife, which has been a partner for the last 57 years.
Wow.
Okay?
It's a long time.
It is a long time, okay? So, again, was only, you know, not only the sons, but as I mentioned before, my family grew up, and I have 4 grandkids and a great grandson. Okay, so I think I consider myself proud, very proud, and I thank God for all the help that I got from him.
Great. You've done a lot for your family. Well, this concludes our interview. Thank you, Abu, for spending time with me and being able to answer these questions.